used to be big subject. You know how they make oil? They squeeze the olives. How do you make wine?
Squeeze the grapes.
Squeeze the grapes. Of course, most olive is made for what? For the oil. Most grapes also made for wine. Therefore, if a person will squeeze olive or grapes, definitely is melacha on Shabbat, shechita. They come, they ask him, Rava, how about if something is not for squeezing, for eating?
Prunes.
And I'll squeeze it.
Prunes.
It's not called shechita, because this is not mashke already. It's not asui le mashke, asui le ma'achad. Since the ma'achad, what is, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, there's oranges. There's eating oranges. But today, there's something new. Juice oranges, they call it. Oh. In Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't juice oranges when I was a child. It was all oranges, were eating oranges. And you took it, you squeezed them on Shabbat, it's okay. That all was considered food. But today, that the juice oranges, it's known this is for Jews, so they call it shechita. Something for shechita, for squeezing, is not allowed. There are many things that not for eating, of shechita, some and some. What they do? They tell you, Hachamim said, don't do it. If you did it, it's not melacha already.
There's different categories, right?
Category by itself. Only what's called melacha, zitim, and anavim, squeezing. Comes Maran and says, how about if you take something that you can never eat it? You can't eat it. Only for squeezing. Can you squeeze it or not? Like lemon. Lemon, they don't eat it, people. Let's say 99% of the people. If somebody wants. Some people do like to take salmon, even down. We're not talking about this person. Yeah. Some people like it. I don't know, Max, you like the lemon?
No, but eat it?
That's good for
the throat.
No, not only for the throat, but also it will kill the
bacteria.
The excess of meat in the body.
Fat.
Yeah.
Oh, the cholesterol in there.
Yeah, fat.
Excess of meat.
So, he knows
better. Yeah. And then...
What about prunes?
Wait a minute. Now, Maran said, mutar lishot lemonis. You can squeeze it. The question is, you can squeeze it in a container by itself and then put it in the salad? Or you have to squeeze it on the salad. From Maran, we understand you can squeeze it even on container by itself and then put it in the salad. Oh, came Rabbis after Maran. So no, he meant only to squeeze it on the salad. Not by itself. But the truth, Maran did not mean that.
That's Latakin, right?
Maran said, Mutar is hot, lemonis means by itself. Why? Because this is achilato. This is the way. This is not, yeah.
What about if you have kibbeh?
Wait a minute. The idea is why mutar is halim.
Because
never you use this juice by itself. What do you use it for? For the food. Mashke haba le'ochel ke ochel dami. Therefore, this mashke is considered ochel, not mashke. Not you are not squeezing a drink. They come. They say. If this is the whole idea, because mashkeh bar ochel kochel dami, they say today there are many foods that they squeeze them for the drink of the liquid. They make lemonade. What is? Maran, when he said mutar lishot lemonis, many books they say, it was in his time, they never used it for lemonade.
They didn't have a refrigerator.
But today that it is being used for lemonade, that's already for a drink. That would be forbidden. Some books they say that. Therefore, if it is squeezed on the salah, there's no question it's mutah. Why? Mashkeh abba le'ochel, ko'ochel dameh. To squeeze it would add for Maran seems to be mutar. But some they don't like it. They tell you today the time is different from the time of Maran. I don't know if it is true, but this is. I don't know for sure that during Maran they didn't make lemonade. I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, they could take that lemon juice, put sugar, put that. It was a sugar already. So what? They could make a lemonade. Well, all of a sudden they came to tell us, not as a lemonade. But still, and all Maran said, mutar l'shar lemonade. And we understand from Maran, since the majority of it was for to be put, not for lemonade, to put in food, therefore would be permitted. This is only, by the way, the lemon.
But, so the kibbeh.
So today, to squeeze it for just for a drink, only for a drink.
Yeah, it would be permitted, but not at all, because this is not being done for that.
Yeah.
So, okay. But according to some Hasidim, as I told you, they want to squeeze it on the fruit.
More careful.
So
yeah.
On the kibbeh, then
so
we'll
what
are
you trying to say with this oranges, the juice orange
so
and the sun kiss?
But one thing, again, that to take the lemon and squeeze it without squeezer, that's definitely it's wrong. We're talking to squeeze it
by hand.
But to squeeze it with the strainer.
What would be the problem
you
with
know,
that?
You strain it, also there's
even,
a borer.
Even without the strainer, you know they had that white thing, you know, with the bump.
Yeah.
You squeeze it on it. Even without a strainer, it's
would be wrong.
Even what's wrong with that? Without
Bekeli, that's Bekeli already.
That's Bekeli, okay.
Yeah.
They
I don't
have,
know the reason.
They have one that you put.
Huh?
Not that you put something in the lemon. And then you squeeze it with your hand.
Utensil, which is forbidden.
It's like a metal thing.
Yeah, that's a tool-like. That's wrong. But the tool is not.
And
you
use
that. That's right. You're supposed to do it with your hand, not with the tool.
Yeah.
What about with a spoon? Spoon is not. You know,
to get out all the
lemon.
Said it's a tool.
That's a kelly.
Yeah, it would be a kelly.
How about Rabbi? Sometimes I mean, this is crazy. I mean, not much different. But sometimes they put a fork.
Yeah,
into the lemon.
He said, he mentioned
I didn't hear him.
Before.
Is that different than a spoon?
I told
but
him.
The spoon, they're doing it specifically to
scoop.
To scoop.
Same thing with the fork.
But the fork is just to hold it so that you can squeeze it.
But to hold it's a different thing. But if you are going to make the squeezing with that fork,
well, that also
it'll be wrong.
Better not to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there is more about Sahita plenty.
Rabbi, what's the there's Zetim and Anavim. There's Tutim and Rimonim. What's the difference?
Zetim and Anavim that come the Mashkeh. For the oil, there's a team.
Right.
Most of it is
that's
being done for the oil.
Forbid.
That's right.
But what's Tutim v'Rimonim? What's the special thing about that?
Tutim v'Rimonim, setamam la'achila.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes Adam Hoshev alayhem.
Yeah.
The mashkeh. Not always, but setamam la'achila.
So therefore,
most of the time.
So therefore, what's the difference between Tutim v'Rimonim?
Ma'achal.
Huh?
Considered ma'achal, that's all the mashkeh.
So there's no problem with it at all.
That's right. But ambur, tadui, if sitam or not sitam.
Uh-huh. And the other
that's
items.
Why they made a difference.
And the other items.
Mutar. מצא הקדוש ברוך הוא זה קודש ישראל לפיכך הוא בא להם את הרמצות שנאמר אדוני חפץ מעצקו ירדיל טובה וידיר